Title: What do I do with my workplace drug policy now that cannabis is legal in Illinois and my employees are remote? Content: In January 2020, Illinois legalized the use of recreational marijuana through the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act, the Act. 2 months later, many employees began working remotely because of the pandemic. Today, work from home continues to blur the lines between work and home in countless ways, and employee drug policies are no exception. The new world of remote work has left many employers wondering what to do with their drug policies now that cannabis is legal and their employees are remote or hybrid. Can an employer lawfully prevent their employees from using cannabis while working from home? Case law has yet to answer this question, but the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act provides some direction. According to the Act, employers can still apply zero-tolerance and drug-free policies to all legal use of cannabis, thereby forbidding employees from consuming any form of cannabis in the workplace. C410 ILCS 705/10-50(a). Nothing in this Act shall prohibit an employer from adopting reasonable zero-tolerance or drug-free workplace policies, or employment policies concerning drug testing, smoking, consumption, storage, or use of cannabis in the workplace or while on call, provided that the policy is applied in a non-discriminatory manner, emphasis added. What counts as the workplace when many employees are conducting company business from their living rooms? The answer may largely depend on the company's employment manual and/or drug policy. Employers who wish to regulate their employees' use of cannabis on the clock should consider adopting one of the following approaches. Define workplace to include remote offices. According to the Act, the workplace encompasses the employer's premises, including any building, real property, and parking area under the control of the employer or area used by an employee while in the performance of the employee's job duties, and vehicles, whether leased, rented, or owned. 410 ILCS 705/10-50(h). The Act also notes that the workplace may be further defined by the employer's written employment policy, provided that the policy is consistent with this section, id. This definition mainly describes the workplace as the employer's physical office space. However, the statute concedes that the workplace could be any area used by an employee while in the performance of their job duties. ID. If an employee works from a private living room, does that living room then count as an area used by an employee while in the performance of the employer's job duties? Perhaps, though an employer who attempts to regulate an employee's private space in this way may encounter a slew of employee privacy issues. To add yet another layer, the Act states that the workplace may be further defined by a written employment policy, as long as the policy is compliant with the rest of the section. ID. This provision theoretically allows employers to draft employee manuals in a way that puts their workforce on notice that remote offices are considered workplaces as far as cannabis use is concerned. This type of upfront warning would eliminate surprises and set reasonable expectations for privacy in remote offices. However, this carve-out would not allow an employer to forbid cannabis use in an employee's remote office, carte blanche. Employees still have a statutory right to use cannabis during non-work, non-call hours. 820 ILCS 55(5)(a). Regulate by time, not place. In addition, employers could approach this issue by drafting their employee drug policies to regulate cannabis use by time instead of place. For example, an employer is entitled to prevent the use of cannabis and impairment from cannabis while an employee is performing their job duties or while on call, regardless of whether or not the use takes place on the employer's premises. 410 ILCS 705/10-50(e)(2)-3). Therefore, employers could forbid cannabis use any time an employee is performing their job duties or on call, regardless of location. However, this formula fits some forms of remote employment better than others. For example, it is fairly easy to determine when many remote, non-exempt employees are performing their job duties, because their hours are typically predetermined and fairly consistent. However, this is not true of many other exempt employees.